Here's a few exciting scenes from tonight's episode of The Tom Gulley Show.
This is a fucking white trash asshole who can't even fucking provide for me. I'm fucking not just a fucking white trash bitch. Even your fucking landlord would know that chicks fucking take a little bit of time and effort to get ready to go somewhere.
You're more like a diva, though.
Like, I'm not a diva! I just need fucking conditioner in my hair! It feels like shit! I'm gonna cut this fucking shit off!
Just use some cheap shit today.
No! I can't use the cheap shit to go to the titty bar! But you had a fucking hot chick here who loved you, and you just treat me like I'm a fucking dog, and you think I'm gonna go to the titty bar and make money for both of us when you can't even fucking help me to look good! Because of you, I was ready to go to work! I fucking got ready for work! I got ready for work, and you fucking blew it!
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
It's time, America.
Mr. and Mrs. North and South American, all the ships at sea, let's go to press.
So sit back, buckle in, place your tray table in its upright lock position, and get ready for big time radio, friends. It's time for...
And you answer with a grin, and you wrestle with the blame when the lumber hits the skin, and it's time to pay the toll. Let the truth of the wagon roll.
Good evening. It is Wednesday, April 9th, 2014, episode 199. I'm Tom Gulley, and tonight on The Tom Gulley Show, as we get closer to the Texas Frightmare Weekend, I've been made aware of some really crazy cyber nonsense going on in the independent horror film community. Now, in the coming weeks, I'll be telling you about some incredible cyber harassment I've been the target of, and I'm sick of it. Totally sick of it anytime I see it. But till then, we'll talk horror trolls that are kind of out of control, sort of terrorizing people. Once again, we welcome our good internet friend, Rebecca Herzberg, along with some sound clips of a lady in the horror industry who doesn't like other ladies in the horror industry, but has extremely, I mean, very high standards for conditioner. It's the Horror Trolls Extravaganza, tonight on The Tom Gulley Show.
Some call you fat, some call you corpulent, others call you portly. I call you a customer and a friend for life. Come on into Victor Newsies. If you got a fat ass, I ain't gonna say nothing about it. We'll suit you, you'll suit us. You come into Victor Newsies, I guarantee you're gonna leave with a suit. Come on in, you'll save a ton at Victor Newsies. I ain't bullshitting. Victor Newsies, Highway 5 out by the mall.
If I only had one word to describe this new series, it would be excitement. The drama will be about people caught up in a critical moment of life and death and presented as realistically and creatively as possible. We're tremendously excited about it. We think you will be too.
You're listening to The Tom Gulley Show.
Okay, let's talk Elska McCain. That's E-L-S-K-E McCain. Go to IMDb or Wikipedia, look her up.
The woman is not without accomplishments. She's been in some movies. She's done some things. I've never met her, but man, I have been hit with a tidal wave of people telling me just the most horrible things you can possibly hear about somebody and then showing me proof of those things. And that's what's so sad about this, is that she has done some things and she, for some reason, just goes a little off her rocker toward other people. Now, we'll talk about her internet behavior with Rebecca Herzberg in just a second. But to truly give you an idea of what we're dealing with here, listen to these highlights of an evening with Ms. McCain and her boyfriend. These are excerpts of some very intense discussion about conditioner.
This is a fucking white trash asshole who can't even fucking provide for me. I'm fucking not just a fucking white trash bitch. Even your fucking landlord would know that chicks fucking take a little bit of time and effort to get ready to go somewhere.
You're more like a diva, though.
Like, I'm not a diva! I just need fucking conditioner in my hair! It feels like shit! I'm gonna cut this fucking shit off!
Just use some cheap shit today. People don't care about that.
I do, and it doesn't matter what it looks like. It's the fucking hair will break off. It fries the hair. It breaks off, and it fucking... I've had my hair fall out before. It takes years to grow back. Why do you think I take vitamins every day? So that my hair will be strong so it doesn't fall out. It does. I can't fucking flatten iron it and pull it out when I don't have shit.
Just don't come near me with scissors, please.
Well, you had a fucking hot chick here who loved you, and you just treat me like I'm a fucking dog, and you think I'm gonna go to the titty bar and make money for both of us? When you can't even fucking help me to look good! I don't just look good like that! It takes work! It takes an hour and a half of getting ready to fucking go! Don't look at me like that! Yeah? Where's my fucking conditioner, bitch? Where's my fucking conditioner? Where is it?
Don't, you're gonna look stupid.
I don't give a fuck! Where's my fucking shit?!
You gotta go to work, man.
I cannot go. I was gonna go to work today!
Stop throwing shit!
No, I was gonna go to work! You made it so I can't, you idiot! It's all your fucking fault!
Stop hitting.
No, you made me lose my fucking grandma's camera. I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking kill you. I will fucking kill you and your family.
Are you serious?
I'll fucking die.
Are you kidding me right now? You're like mentally ill.
Yeah, because you made me that. You saw how I was fucking doing good. I was fucking fine. You can't even...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you do fine for a little bit. You always do this.
Because of you, I was ready to go to work. I fucking got ready for work. I got ready for work. And you fucking blew it.
Wow, huh? I mean, just wow. And who made that clip public? Who made that sound clip public? Her boyfriend. Think about the health of that relationship. Now, there are a couple more that I have. We'll save for another time if need be. I hope there's not going to be a need be, but that's kind of who we're dealing with here. You know what you just heard? I've already got a couple hundred kids in Pennsylvania making up stuff about me, and many of these kids have now learned the hard way why you don't harass and lie about people on the internet. Therefore, I just dislike people who do nothing but spread misery on the internet. And I found the only way to make them stop, as you might hear in a little while, is to expose their behavior to the world. So with that in mind, let's talk internet horror trolls with Rebecca Herzberg at your friendly neighborhood jewishgirl.blogspot.com. But for right now, right here on my show.
Hey, guess what? I lost my voice, so I sound all sexy again.
Well, I'm glad you're happy with that. A lot of my listeners wish I would lose my voice.
I like your voice, and this is why I always come back on your show, because you're actually good at what you do. You're not a boring podcaster, and you have the voice for it, too.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody will pay me to do it all day. You know, again, someday, but
most people do it for free anyway, because they love doing what they're doing. So don't get hung up on that.
No. I used to do this on radio stations and stuff. And Would love to be doing that again, but long story. Anyway, so the subject of horror trolls and all this crazy harassment that people are undergoing right now. The other day, I ran across some blogs about one person in particular, Elska McCain, I guess, is how you pronounce her name.
A.K.A. Tonya Harding.
Yeah, and it's not just you. I mean, there's a ton of people and some pretty crazy YouTube videos out there. And I guess the reason I wanted to talk to you about it is that I'm just tired of this one person kind of harassing, you know, well over a dozen people. And I just think it's time for there to be a place for people that are being harassed by her to point at and go, hey, go here and listen, and it'll explain the whole thing, or at least part of it. Because my next step after this is going to be to talk to each one of these people individually, or try to. But you yourself, I would not be doing this right now if it hadn't been for the stuff about your grandmother. That was posted, which I just consider to be the lowest, absolute lowest thing I've ever seen. It's just so disgusts me.
There's no wrapping your head around it. I've said several times, I just don't understand how someone could do something like this. And everyone tells me the same exact response is, Rebecca, there's no way to understand people who are not sane. You don't understand because you're sane.
Well, I'm not even talking about I'm trying to understand it, because I don't care to. And I know that's not, you know, enlightened and stuff and all that. But it needs to stop is my whole message. And it's like whatever kind of person she is, I guess she just doesn't seem to understand. She feels persecuted, or like people are idolizing her or obsessed with her. And I don't think she understands. Look, if you just stop all your nonsense, everyone will leave you alone, you know, but I don't know that that's what she wants. It seems like she wants all that attention.
Well, she doesn't have any friends off the internet, and I'm not saying that to be rude. That's actually the truth, and even her own boyfriend has come forward and said that. And so, like, when she's not at work, you know, dancing on stage at a dance club, like, she's at home on Facebook 24/7. For her, her friends are her Facebook friends, because she does not have any real life friends. And again, that's not anything to, I'm not sitting here making judgments or trying to make her look bad. That's actually the truth. And a lot of people know that. And she's, what little friends she did have, especially in the entertainment industry, she lost because of her behavior. And she can try to point the finger and blame, you know, anybody else for that. But really what it comes down to, and what those people have actually said, the reasoning why they cannot stand behind her, be her friend anymore, is in fact because of her behavior and how disgusted they are by her behavior.
Well, the two videos that I've seen, and they're mostly just audio, they're a lockdown of a camera that I guess her boyfriend recorded and then sent to people. I couldn't believe that. I'm like, what boyfriend records this? I mean, who records?
Well, there's one up there. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but there's actually three. And there's another one where she actually filmed it herself, and it shows how she destroyed her kitchen and living room, started breaking shit, breaking plates, breaking her lamp, talking about how mad she is because their car didn't have a windshield or something, and she can't drive because she doesn't have a driver's license. And she sat there and complained about all her boyfriend does is troll online all day. He doesn't work, and so his only job is to get her to and from work. And so, yeah, that was up there that she actually posted herself. But the other two, it's first she tried to play it off like whatever that went viral. Because there's a woman online who actually came to me and apologized. And I can say her name right now because she's actually put her name out there on one of those blogs. Her name is Eva Elizabeth. And Eva has admitted to helping them, like, troll me and create some of this shit years ago when it first started, whenever I was pregnant. And she was just like, you know, I'm so sorry now. I actually see what's going on. She was like, Elka told me that you were harassing her, and that's the reason why I did it. And another person who actually admitted to helping came forward to me, and he told me that he was sorry and that, you know, he found out some things about them that weren't, you know, they aren't who they say they are. But so that woman is the woman who posted those videos, and he sent it to her because he had a warrant out for his arrest, and she's always like fighting with him and abusing him. And he was scared that one day, you know, if she like would call in and let them know, like call the police and let them know about his warrants, or gave up everything, like all their computer crimes, as Eva puts it, you know, that way this video would at least make it out there. And when the video went viral, Elska was livid. She was very embarrassed, as I'm sure anybody would be in that situation. And first on her fan page, she was trying to say, it's not even me in that video. That's not even me. And then she would turn around and say it was, but that Ben was just trolling her. Then she tried telling me and making it public that it was all an audition and fake that they made together. And it obviously is them. That's her voice. And you can also see her TV and posters in the video that's turned the other way, because in the one video that she recorded herself where you see her face and you see all that same furniture.
Well, you and I were, I had started to sort of investigate this, and I don't have the list in front of me, but there's a list of like 20 people we came up with off the top of our head that have been harassed by this person. Now, I guess her claim to fame, if you will, is she was in a movie, Jessica Rabbit, that, even that, the director apparently, well. The director,
Matt Real.
She was claiming that she had done it, all the directing. He had to step in and kind of say, hey, what she's doing here and, the things that she's saying to other people in the industry don't really represent our film. And in that whole controversy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she made up a lot of lies about Matt Rule, and she even, her and her boyfriend called him in the middle of the night one night threatening him, and he made that public, and she just kind of sat there and laughed about it. Like, he even showed me the screen caps of it, which, you know, it's just sad because she's done that to several people. But, you know, there are also stories of, like, they filmed Jessica Rabbit at her house, and I think we talked about this before. She got mad when one of the crew or somebody wouldn't sleep with her, so she ended up driving her car through the garage door.
Yeah, like you would. Like any of us would. If we were upset, you know, drive a car through a garage door. You know, the fights that she seems to pick are with mostly any of the women, with the women in horror group, or, you know, horror based women in general.
There's men too, but yeah, of course it's mostly women.
Yeah. Yeah. Your experiences with her. Now you just recently had some pictures taken down, but, I'll just go ahead and talk about the pictures of your grandmother. Just, you know, obviously your grandmother is going to be an older person, and just hideously, ruthlessly cruel things. Mm-hmm. And now, how did you find out about all this stuff, and what was that in reaction to? What could you have possibly done to a person to make them sit and come up with some sick, warped, depraved, I think one of them said grandmother scab arm or something like that. And
yeah, there's two different ones. There is one fake profile made about my grandmother who had just passed away on one side, and they made a fake profile of her, posted pictures, and my brother saw it, and they are absolutely livid, of course. You know, they were just like, why would someone actually do this? This is some sick fucking behavior. And, you know, I was embarrassed by it. I had to sit there and explain it to them. And of course, now they know what's going on. But that was, I think that one happened maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. And the other one, the grandma's cab one, that's my grandmother that I've actually was the closest to. This woman spent a lot of her time raising me because my parents were always out of town. They're always going to Israel or like other countries to do their work. And so my grandmother basically took care of all of us kids all the time. And I began getting spammed on Twitter with all these pictures. There's this thing that her and her boyfriend do where, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, my phone is like blowing up with people messaging me right now, so my phone keeps vibrating.
That's okay.
Anyway, so yeah, what her and her boyfriend do is they get on this program and they put out whatever tweet they want from any fake profile, and they have all these other fake profile spamming it, or people that just want followers. If they retweet, they'll get points and get more followers. And a lot of these people actually pay for stuff like that. So they're basically paying to sit here and do this shit. And a lot of the photos are still up. I recently contacted one of the programs about getting it removed, and they removed the photo, but it looked like a lot of fake Twitters still have it up. And it's of, you know, my grandmother at my baby shower. And actually her arm was cut in a few places because she has a weenie dog that's always jumping up on her lap, and the dog actually cut her arm open.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why that's there, but still old people get that anyway. And just to sit there and make fun of it is completely tasteless.
Yeah. And there was some Nazi stuff also, I think that they were doing
for a while. They're always going after me for being Jewish. Even on my own blog, they're like, why don't you get some JewSense on here? Because, you know, there's AdSense. And then they're always telling me to go jump into an oven, or calling me a Jew cunt, or, you know, putting my picture next to concentration camps or Hitler.
Yeah, that's just way out of line. Totally out of line. What were some of the other things? I mean, you basically every now and then have a bunch of pictures taken down. I know you're... that Chris had some of his taken down as well.
Yeah, Chris just decided to delete his page altogether, in which I told him, I was like, look, you don't have to do that. Just don't have any cover photos. Keep everything private. The only thing public that they can report are cover photos. And to me, that wasn't that big of a deal. I'm like, I still have a lot of my pictures up. It's just cover photos, really. That doesn't really mean shit to me.
So what they're doing is they're reporting your pictures being lewd, or that you don't own it, or spam or something.
First, she tried reporting my photos, even photos of my son, for nudity. And I was getting, like, reports from Facebook saying, you know, this has been reported, but we did not remove it because obviously there is no nudity in it. And so that was not working. And I guess she decided, well, hey, I can pretend to be her and report all of her photos for copyright infringement. And so she did that to mine, in which, you know, I refuted it. I went to them and said, look, I can send you my driver's license proving I am who I say I am. And they said that if Elska didn't report back within 10 days with confirmation that she's me, like proof, which that'll never happen, then, like, I'll get my photos back. But I'm not even worried about getting those photos back. They're just my cover photos. And it's just like, you know what, from now on, anytime I have a photo shoot or I want to promote my film, I'll do it for my blog or another site and just link everybody to it. That way they can just see it that way. And Chris is just like, he's like, you know what, I don't really use my Facebook that much anyway. Like, we like to take pictures of our son and upload it. And it's sad that I can no longer do that. But, you know, he still keeps his Instagram up because we like to show off our kids. So, you know.
Yeah. And it's difficult, you know, because you put those pages up and stuff for people that are interested in what you're doing. So you don't want to make them private. And, you know, people are going to them to see things that are, I don't know, exclusive content or whatever. It's like you can't really section off that stuff if you want to be involved in the media and stuff. So it's really crappy for somebody to take advantage of that. I'm looking here at our list of names that I just stumbled across. And let's see here. It's a long list.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
It's a very, very long list.
And kudos and thanks to everyone who's actually compiled those lists together, because apparently there's a lot of other people she had been doing this to, and I had no idea. A lot of people are really good about keeping their mouths shut about it because they don't want to show her any attention. The only reason why I have said anything about it is because I did not think that, to quote, like, the Big Lebowski, the dude, is this aggression will not stand, man. Seriously, somebody has to say something about it, and maybe she'll fucking stop.
This will not stand. This aggression. He sees the first George Bush. I love that movie because he sees people saying things, and then he incorporates it into his own speech because he's there at Ralph's paying for the milk or whatever, the half and half with his check. And yeah. For 69 cents, and he sees the first George Bush going, this aggression will not stand. let's see. Devani Pin Roxy Vandiver, Allison Grace. Oh,
while you mention Roxy, this I do have to mention, and we talked about it last night, is the whole dog collar thing.
Oh, yeah. I was going to mention that. We were talking about Jessica Rabbit, but go ahead. Tell them about the dog collar.
Yeah, so apparently this woman, she went out of her way to find photos of, I think it was the year that I was actually one of the hosts for Texas Fightmare Weekend. It was me and three other girls that hosted it. And at the time, Roxy and I were really good friends. Like, she was my best friend, and we thought it would be funny. We were even married to each other on Facebook. And we thought it would be funny to have a dog collar of me carry around on a leash the whole time. Well, Roxy's the one who actually went out of her way to make that. She got one made that's just like her puppy. She has two wiener dogs. They have the same one. It's a little red heart. And she got one just like theirs, and she put property of Rebecca Herzberg or something like that on it. I think I still have it around here somewhere. She let me keep it. But she had that made in 2010. This was way before either one of us had ever heard about Elska McCain or Jessica Rabbit. So why this woman's going out of her way to find pictures of this and post them on Facebook and telling people that I'm so obsessed with her that I had to copy her dog collar and Jessica Rabbit, that is the most asinine.
Well, they sell those dog collars out of, like, vending machines and stuff.
Yeah, they're the most popular dog collars, actually. Like I said, Foxy's dog had, like, she had two of them for her dogs. And so I don't know where she's getting that, but she does this stuff all the time. There was like one time where my cover photo was of Martha Dump Truck from Heathers wearing her Big Fun shirt. Heathers is one of my favorite movies of all time. I talk about it all the time on my page, and I'm always quoting it. And Elska went to her page and told everyone, hey, everyone go report this cover photo Rebecca made because it's making fun of me for wanting to commit suicide.
Yeah,
those were her exact words, and like my mouth dropped when I read it. I was like, "What is this woman on?"
Well, yeah, I don't
to make her think, you know.
Well, the silliness has got to stop. See, Devanny Penn,
okay, yeah,
Roxy Vandiver, Allison Grace, Tiffany Shepis, Heidi Martinuzzi, April Burrell, the Soska sisters, there's a couple there I'm not supposed to mention. Jessica Cameron, James DiPaola.
I think it's DiPaola.
DiPaola. Matt Real, Lucky McKee. Of course, Rebecca Herzberg. We could go on. There's more on the list, but that's a good... I mean, just if that was the only people on the list, people would mm-hmm. say, cut the crap, you know? Now, do you... When you talked to this person that had been helping them, you know, sort of harass you a little bit, did they spill the details on all the stuff that, you know, maybe you didn't know who was doing it or whatever, or did they?
Yeah, there's two people who I've talked to. The other is a guy. I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if I don't even think he'll be listening, but I don't, you know. He's never made it public, so out of respect for him, I'm going to leave him out of it. But, you know, even he told me how he met them, how he came across them, and that they lied and said that I was harassing them. And, you know, obviously he saw that that's not true, and they've been doing it to a lot of people. As for Eva, you know, I still talk to her now, and, you know, I have forgiven her for doing some of the things that she had done. I still don't appreciate it, and it put me through hell, especially when I was pregnant. But, you know, she basically just told me that they fed her with a bunch of lies, and that's how it got started. And I don't even know where they meet these people. I don't think I ever asked her. But they're trying to claim that this woman, the only reason why this woman has turned on them is because she was infatuated with Elska's boyfriend, Ben. And in the blog she made, she was like, first of all, I don't like men that, you know, I like men with money. She's like, this dude doesn't even have a job, you know. She was like, I'm just putting him forward because that's what he told me to do. And she, you know what, the other night I had a Skype conversation with this character who goes by the name Dr. Blood, who I've known for years. And he's also, like, been pulled into a lot of this shit for Eric Morse, William Pattison. Like, he actually, like, deleted everything of his and wanted no more. Like, he did not want to be associated with Eric Morse at all. anymore after all that was going on. But, you know, I had a pleasant conversation with him for like 2 hours the other night, and he's even apologized to me several times for the arguments that took place. And he told me that Elska told him that the reason why I'm doing all of this is because I want her boyfriend. And that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I'm sorry, but this dude lives all the way in Arizona. I don't know him, and he has no job. So I have no idea why I would want this guy.
Well, and he videotapes, you know, intimate personal moments. I mean, I'm not going to say I've ever been as, you know, bird dropping, eating crazy as she is on those videos. But I know that probably if anybody had been running a camera on my worst moments, that I thought I was not being taped, I wouldn't like hearing it back. And to think that somebody that's your boyfriend would do that and then send it to another person and then remain your boyfriend is staggering to me.
Well, one thing that she did to get in his good graces again is she fakes pregnancies. Actually, right after that video went up on her fan page, she announced that she was pregnant. And then all of a sudden, no one heard anything about it again. You know, and obviously that wasn't true. And, you know, years ago, whenever I first became acquainted with her, she actually came to me and told me that she was pregnant and her boyfriend wanted her to get an abortion. And I felt bad for her before, because she seemed nice. I didn't know much about her. And I was just kind of like, well, what a douchebag. You know, I was like, well, you do what you got to do. But and I've had an abortion before. I've made that public. I do not mind talking about it. It's not going to embarrass me if anyone tries to laugh about that. Shit happens. Move on with your life. And so I didn't mind talking to her about it. But then she turned right around when all these things happened and said that I caused her to have a staph infection and it caused her to miscarry. And she began spamming my fan page with several of her different accounts saying, thanks for the miscarriage, Rebecca. And actually still have all that screen cap too. But, and this is while I was pregnant when all this was going on.
Yeah, and then so the recent thing though is that a bunch of your pictures got reported, and you thought things died down, and I think that's the way this is pretty much gone. Is you'll think everything's over with and done with, and then there's another bunch of crap starts happening.
Yeah, well, that's what happened whenever. I ignored her for months. I usually ignore her for months at a time, and even ignoring her never helps. She will still attack me. But I started posting on my Twitter, my Facebook, I had a lot going on. I had cabaret going on, which was a huge deal to me because that's some of the hardest choreography, you know, out there. Singing in German, I was very proud to be part of the cast and crew. There was a lot of people that didn't even make the auditions, and I'm close to 30 now, so I'm surprised I had it in me. I was very proud of that fact. And then I also announced our film Hanukkah that we're working on. And then the novel, too. And so I'm going to be on the television show Snapped and all these things. And so suddenly, after promoting all these things one night, you know, whenever I'm at cabaret, like I left my phone in the dressing room and the girls told me that my phone had been blowing up with notifications. I checked my phone and it was all like these, again, this fake spam Twitter accounts that did the thing with my grandmother's pictures. And it was making fun of Women in Horror Month and saying stuff like Women in Small Plays Month and stuff like that. And it's like, look, you know what? You're really just, this is like desperate. I cannot imagine how much she must hate her life if she has to pick apart mine, especially if she's going to say that being a 37-year-old stripper is a lot better than being on stage doing something that requires talent.
Well, it seems like that's what happens, is that she just goes from person to person to person that is getting too much attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shared with me some screenshots of some stuff off of her Facebook page where she and William Pattison or Eric Morse, whatever his name is, were going back and forth about the whole friend, Facebook friend, and all that.
I'm glad the guy sent me a lot of that stuff, you know, and some of it I don't read, and I did see a lot of that. And she mentioned that she does still beg people for money when, you know, to me, look, you do what you got to do. If you want to beg for money on Facebook, that's fine. I do not go out of my way to make personal attacks on this woman. I basically just try to refute everything she says and does about me. But the thing is, I think a lot of the reasons why people make fun of her for begging for money is because the next day she'll brag about how much money she makes and how she makes all this money to do all these things. And then to know that her boyfriend sits there and talks about how she has to pay for her meth and Xanax and stuff like that. So when that's why people bring that up, but yeah, that's, they actually were talking about that on her page. And then one thing I really don't appreciate, I don't remember what it said that Eric Morse was saying. I just kind of glanced at it because I was being sent way too many screenshots to look after. But he basically made some comment saying, if I didn't do what I was doing now, I would be living in a trailer park and my boyfriend would be doing drugs or something like that. I don't even know where the hell that comes from, but I've never lived in a trailer park in my entire life. And Chris has never done drugs in his entire life.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. But that's and also comes from a place of deep insecurity and that whole.
Yes,
well, as Derek said, I've often thrust myself into the fray to defend a woman. And the local police call me Batman. And I have a set of keys that I can use in a variety of ninja-like fashions.
And I, you know, it, but both of them have that. It's this delusions of grandeur thing that I just don't understand. Yeah. They constantly want themselves puffed up. And I'm going to say this. These are not two people totally without talent. They've done things. They work at it. They want to do more things and stuff. But I just don't think they understand that you don't have to crap on other people 24/7 to make yourself feel good about yourself. And
exactly.
As far as
like for years, she's been calling a lot of people fat too. She's called a lot of actresses fat on her own page, and I'm sure it's still fucking up there even on her Twitter. And yet she's sitting there defending Eric when people call him fat, which I don't like to call anybody fat, and I've made that known several times. There was one time where I kind of said that Eric reminded me of the dude from Alice Sweet Alice surrounded by cats with piss-stained khakis, and I took it down and I apologized. I said this is not what I'm about, but they were even sitting there making comments saying that I had a lazy eye or something in one of the videos that I posted. I haven't done a vlog in years, and I actually don't have a lazy eye. I don't know where that comes from. I don't
both
know
of them seem
that
to be relatively hard-working eyes to me. Neither one of them
well
seems
in that video I was making crazy eyes to because all the things I was talking about was crazy and freaking me out, and right. I have a little bit of comedy in me, so I kept doing the whole crazy eyes thing. So if they gather that I have a lazy eye from that, I'm sorry. But
are you familiar with an actor named William Conrad? He was played in a show called Canon. It was a detective show. You definitely have heard his voice. His voice was like on Rocky and Bullwinkle. He was the narrator most of the time. Rocky and Bullwinkle go to. His voice was on everything. But he's also a famous actor. He was in some westerns and stuff. In Canon, the thing about him was that at the time in the 70s, TV shows were going for the anti-typical detective series, like Columbo. You know, he's a rumpled old, you know, he doesn't seem like a detective. Or Barnaby Jones was the old guy that was the detective. Well, Cannon was fat. He was really overweight. And the actor, William Conrad, very famously in this one interview said, "Look, don't call me portly or corpulent or robust. I'm fat. I like to eat. And I'm not shy about it."
It's been a really long time since I've seen any of that. That was whenever I was a kid. So, unfortunately, I don't really remember the voice.
The only reason I mentioned that is I'm tall. If somebody wants to call me tall, fine. If they want to call me stupid or they don't like me, that's fine. Call me whatever you want. It won't affect me. The one thing I would say about there was a podcast that you were kind enough to point me to called Don't Drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
and I was fascinated by it because number one, I just have to say to, I guess the guy's name was Derek, and to Eric or William, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
When you want to give a rebuttal, you don't rebuttal someone.
Exactly.
You rebut them.
They wanted to have the last word.
But I'm just talking about the word. It's like those guys wanted to sound so important and intellectual. It's like, well, I'm going to rebuttal you right now. No, you're not. You're going to rebut them. They must have 15 times says, okay, now it's his turn to rebuttal you. No, you rebut them. Rebuttal is what it's called. The act of doing it is rebutting. And it's just, it drove me nuts. The other thing was that Derek dude, man, I was tempted to do this whole interview and be Derek because it would be easy to do.
Well, now, one other thing you got to understand is you're not there to see it when Eric's taking all this stuff. And I have to keep him
best impressions.
Out of that.
Jealous.
I got to keep him out of that for this book. I mean, that's why I jumped in here is I need him focused on my book. And so,
yeah, I remember hearing that Harper Lee, I remember Truman Capote saying,
well, I had to jump in and keep Harper focused so she could write To Kill a Mockingbird.
No, generally speaking, if somebody's an author, they can they don't get like drawn aside by internet squabbles. Yeah, I mean, that whole thing was just, and it kept coming down to,
you got to understand that.
I'm sorry, you do the impression so well. I'm so jealous that you can do that.
He kept saying the same thing.
Right now, I'm sure Derek's probably going to be listening to this, and I have been talking to Derek a lot about it.
He seems like a very nice man.
I have respect for him. I genuinely think that he just wants Eric Moore / William Pattison, whatever. We'll just call him Eric because I always never know what to call him. But, I think he really cares about the guy, and he just wants everyone to stop picking on him. But that's the thing you have to understand is the only reason why people are going after this guy is because he's constantly going out of his way to belittle several people that he's doesn't even know, including me, and calling the Soskas bitches and all those things. So naturally people are going to see that and have a response and then make fun of it, just like with his YouTube Subway review.
He's done some things that are way out of line. And I think he knows that. And, now all these people are ganging up on him. And it's like, dude, when you're an ass, you don't get to dictate how people respond to you. And if you would not be an ass, people wouldn't be doing that. That was the other thing that frustrated me about that whole thing is that those guys didn't seem to see. It's like, this is all as a direct response of you sitting and writing completely untrue things about people. Mm-hmm. And I'll say it, I don't understand why he's so invested in the mission statement of the Women in Horror Month.
Asked me to say that, I was just like, this isn't a fucking frat house or sorority. I'm not going to sit here and recite the mission statement because I didn't go out of my way to fucking learn it. And that does not mean that, I shouldn't be an ambassador for Women in Horror Month. I do what I do to promote.
Well, but it's like people don't go up to the American Medical Association or the American Heart Association and go, what's your mission statement?
Well, you're not doing that right now, balderdash.
I mean, it's bullshit. It's like, look, they have their own group. They all agree on stuff. Their mission statement is to give recognition in women in horror that haven't had any recognition. Anybody that they recognize. I mean, I almost wanted to call in and go, hey, dude, do you think that women in horror are getting so much recognition that any of them that get it aren't deserving? I mean, is there somebody out there that's got so much they don't need any more? Yeah. I mean, please, they're throwing a spotlight on the whole thing. That much is clear. The number of people and the kind of people that you guys interviewed during Women in Horror Month. Oh, my God. I loved listening to it. And it's like, why is this need to throw a wet blanket on what other people do so great?
It's because he feels that he's been hurt by it. See, he actually started to promote Women in Horror Month on his own page. And in the past, he even dedicated like his podcast. He's like, from now on, all month long, every single one of our podcasts is going to be about Women in Horror Month. But then he started to build up this hate towards a lot of the women behind Women in Horror Month. And so that's why he does not like Women in Horror Month, because of that. And he can sit here and say, nah, all he wants. All people have to do is go to his page and look back to towards the, even like 2011, I think he was sitting there promoting it. And he even came to me in messages saying he was going to promote it.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because the fact of the matter is...
That was another one. The fact of the matter is... And then he would name one person.
Oh, my God.
I just spoke to her a week ago, and she told me that I was okay.
And it's like, well, we just named 20 people, you know, or whatever that you got a problem with. Yeah. But yeah. But I think he also wants everything to stop. But then he goes on Elska's page and starts, well, according to other people, being friends on the internet isn't, you know, no, all you are doing is pointing out, and look, it's like you and I have never met you and we are internet friends, but I would never go as far as to say to somebody, oh, Rebecca and I are close friends.
Exactly.
I would say, oh, I know Rebecca. I don't think that would be a stretch. I've spoken to Rebecca. That's not a stretch. Or, hey, I chat with her online all the time. But there's a difference. I'm sorry. And, hey, I treasure my online relationships a lot. There's a lot of people I deeply care about that I've been. But there's a difference. There's just a difference. Yeah. Oh, well. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about that directly concerns the harassment? Because I'm going to be doing a show coming up here about some harassment I've received. I've been cyber harassed really hard by a group of people, and just the anonymous.
I wouldn't be surprised if her and her boyfriend go after you.
Well, I'm not a good person to go after online, because I know, you know, if I were you and if I were all these people, I would start just sending these things to your local attorney general's office or the IC3, the Internet Crime Complaint people, especially if they're creating pages that impersonate you, because that is identity theft. Every state has laws regarding what cyber harassment is. And there's also stopcyberbullying.gov. There's a whole bunch of sites dedicated to it now. But you can find out what they are in your state. And if people want to go after people, I guess that's okay. I, however, because I have been cyber harassed so badly and it's been in the media and all that stuff, I know that I have the direct contacts to people rather than just, oh, Facebook, help me. No, I'll go straight to who I need to go to. Also, my websites and everything are filled with such sophisticated tracking. And I would highly suggest that any of these people that have their own websites like yourself to get StatCounter, go to StatCounter.com. It's just a little piece of code you put on your page, and it will tell you exactly who comes to your site. And if I see somebody's been on my site, I'll call their service provider and tell them what they're up to and have them shut down that way. I don't mess around with them. I'm not very nice about it. The other thing is I'll find out where they work and go that direction, or get the local media. I would be real honest about saying this. Does this person think that a local newspaper or website in her area or local newscast wouldn't salivate at a bunch of people talking about a stripper that is cyber harassing people and a couple clips from the viral video, and just put it in terms to the public that's like, cyber harassment, how do we stop it? What would you do if a stripper would blah, blah, blah? I mean, it's made for television in a local newscast.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because, see, I've tried to clear the air and get cool with this girl two times, not because I wanted to be friends with her, but because I feared for myself and my family. And, you know, she sits there and says that she's cool. Like, oh, I used to have a problem with this person, but we're cool now. What she really means is that person was really fucking terrified of what she may do. And so they just sat there and pretended to be cool. But as for me, the first time I tried to clear the air with her, we were laughing, and getting along, but then she asked me to go on the Jeremy Kyle show with her, which apparently is like kind of like another Jerry Springer. And I thought that was weird, and I'm not that kind of person that goes on television shows to air out my business. That's just fucking trashy. And so I was just like, I don't think that's the best venue for us right now, you know, and she flipped out, of course. And then the second time, you know, she was sending me messages calling me a cunt, mm-hmm. and I was just like, what did I do? You know, and then I was like, block. And so I had to block her again, and... But it's the one thing I can tell people is just don't fall in for the lies. I know she lies on her page all the time. Right now, she's trying to lie about Tiffany Shepis and Corey Haim. She's mad because I think Tiffany made a statement that Tiffany Shepis used to be engaged to Corey Haim. And Tiffany actually moved Corey to her home in Arizona to try to get him clean and care for him. And it didn't work out. You know, Tiffany, you know, had her own projects. And so, you know, the relationship just didn't work out. And so Elska's pretending to be such good friends with Corey Haim. And now she's going back saying, well, according to Tiffany, in order for us to be good friends means I would have to fuck him. And when Corey Haim died, he hated Tiffany Shepis. And in the past, I've seen her say things like she actually blamed Corey Haim's death on Tiffany Shepis.
Yeah,
you know, so there's stuff like that. And she lies about Lloyd Kaufman as well. Like on her page, she tried saying that Lloyd Kaufman calls me a stupid Jewish blogger and all these things. And I think Elska forgets that Lloyd Kaufman is Jewish. Well, I showed screen caps of her saying that to Lloyd, and he was mortified when he saw it. I've met him twice. We're not good friends with him.
Well,
but
let's not forget that Lloyd Kaufman is kind of known throughout the industry as one of the nicest people.
Yes.
I mean, he's
very Jewish.
He's very networky. I mean, the first time I met him was in the 80s, and he's like a walking P.T. Barnum, friendly to everybody. You know, guy. I can't imagine him ever saying anything like
that. Body. Yeah, no, of course he wouldn't. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. But yeah, I showed it to him and he wasn't happy to see that at mm-hmm. all. And of course he tried to back it up with, oh, she's just some stalker and she just made up that entire thing. And it's like, bitch, please, it's on your page. It's still up there. If it is still up there, I don't know.
Well, the nonsense just needs to stop. And you know, if she wants, I'll do a whole show from the Texas Frightmare and just ask people while I'm interviewing them, hey, have you been stalked by Elska McCain? I'll wear a t-shirt that says that. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Seriously.
I mean, people coming up to you shaking your hand if you wore that at the convention.
We could put up, you know how they do, you know, at the Cannes Film Festival, people will shop their projects by having like a fake, you know, concept movie poster and script synopsis and the you know, the planned cast that's on to try to get financing and stuff. We could do that at the Texas Frightmare and just have a horror film called Stalked or Trolled or something like that, and you know, have it starring her. It could actually be a documentary but just look like a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Get all the players in the industry in on it. But all right, well, we'll just see how it progresses. What do you want to have happen from now on in? Because I know that the drink the Kool-Aid, it just needs to stop. And I think, seriously, I mean, just as an outsider looking in, nothing's really happened. It's like there needs to be a guest book on a page where, you know, a whole bunch of people say, no, I too was stalked by this person. So she gets the notion that rather than a whole bunch of individuals, there's now a group of 20 to 50 people going, hey, no, we're done being.
Yeah. Well, see, a lot of people are scared to come forward to and want their name left out of it because they don't want to be harassed anymore. You know, like I've had people come to me and saying like, hey, like I disagree with one of her posts. And the next thing I know, her and her boyfriend are posting my address and phone number all over Facebook. And he didn't even know how they got it. And they've actually done that to a lot of people. They're very big on posting people's phone numbers and addresses. And she keeps trying to do that to me, but she can't seem to find my actual address. She keeps finding family members' addresses and posting them, I guess, thinking that they're mine. But
Yeah, you know what I'm real good at? I'm really good at collecting every single derogatory thing this person has done, including the posting of the name and the phone numbers, and collecting them all in one place, and then calling the local police department and saying, this is a person in your area, just letting you know. You might want to keep an eye on them. You know, just not for nothing. That's what I'm good at doing. I'm real good at doing that. And then the next thing I'm good at doing is calling the local news or the local press and saying, this is going on in your community, and just seeing what they want to do with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's, I don't think it's going to stop. It's, she's been doing this that even before me, she was doing it to several people for years. And you can try to go the complete dissociation route, but for me, that has never worked. And so all I can do is tell my story and try to watch what I post to make sure she doesn't, like, try to post photos of my family members or of my children. Because that was another thing they did whenever I was doing cabaret, was they were calling my son retarded and things like that.
Nice. Nice.
I know. Keep it classy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing is, her daughter has, she doesn't have custody of her two children. She hardly ever sees them. And her poor daughter has autism. And so for the nerve of you to sit there and actually get out of your way and call other children hideous names like this, I don't understand it at all.
She gets pretty upset when she gets shorted a half a day of custody. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, from that one video.
Oh, boy. Hey, you know what else I'm good at doing? I'm good at seeing that CPS gets a copy of that.
I think it was already sent to the father of their children.
If you really want to play the show another human being what a complete creep you can be 24/7. Well, let's play. You know, that's just it's got to stop. So anyway, Will.
I guess I'm going to, sorry, I just one thing you got to understand.
I'll cut that part out. Well, all right. Is there anything else we need to put in this podcast?
You know, there were names that were mentioned out. Like, I can't think of a lot from the top of my head. I know Perry Teo, he would probably like to talk to you about all of this too. Like, he had to send Elska a cease and desist order because she kept lying, saying that he was attached to her film. And he was like, I told you, you can't afford me. And he begged her, whenever I was pregnant with Leslie, he begged her to stop harassing me. And she wouldn't stop. And so he got to where he just deleted her completely and didn't want anything to do with her. And so she went crying to everybody saying, oh, because of Rebecca Herzberg harassing me, I lost a friend. And it's just like, no, you didn't. This is all you. And one thing that Perry's always pointing out, and he pointed this out to me a couple of days ago too, was that, you know, she pays for all of her Facebook fan page likes and her Twitter followers. And that's another thing. If you're begging people for money and you're sitting there paying for some of this shit, it really makes me wonder if that's where the money's going. But yeah, it's like you're paying for all these fucking likes. And even Perry points that out all the time. And he's like, it's funny, she has all these likes on her fan page, but only two people like the post she makes.
Yeah, that's they tell you not. That's like rule number one when you start doing search engine optimization and trying to get your site higher on, you know, profile sites and all that stuff, mm-hmm. is don't buy those cheap, you know, $10 for 10,000 likes. They're not, you know, they're not real, you know.
Nope.
They're empty. So,
but I'm sure there's a lot we left out, but that's all I can think of right now. I just want her to leave me alone, leave my family alone. I don't know why she's still coming after me. I don't know if it's because I've got so much going on for me to promote and that infuriates her, but she needs to move on and worry about her own life. Like, that's all I can say.
Okay. And we'll see you at Texas Frightmare Weekend, May 3rd
I'm
through 5th.
Forward to it. It's getting closer, just a few weeks away. So.
Yeah, cool.
And again, excuse my voice. It's yelling, bartending. It's, you lose your voice all the time.
That's okay.
You're listening to The Tom Gulley Show.
What's your radio show? Where are your radio show host at? Where are you at? Who's that? What's your show? What's it called? Is it the podcast that's non-existent? You know what? When it launches, can I be on? Can I be on? Please, 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 please.
Sure thing, crazy lady. Just send an email to tom@thetomgullyshow.com.
Boy, I have never met somebody with a more self-serving, pompous media blowhard that you give Rush Limbaugh a good name.
We'd like to thank Rebecca Herzberg for appearing on the show, although we wish she didn't have to, and we hope people quit the silly stuff. I'm sure a bunch of it will get directed at me now, but I don't care, because I'll just keep documenting all the behavior. And, I will. I'm the guy that will go to the big event and ask every single person wear a shirt and everything else. I mean, stop it. You know, have all the opinions you want, but the people's grandmothers and stuff, if you can't tell what's right and what's not right to that degree, just stay off the internet. Anyway, we'd really appreciate it if you'd share this on your various Facebook pages. Trying to spread the word means trying to spread our little show here. We'd appreciate it if you'd like the Tom Gully Show, not me, but the show, on Facebook too, if the mood strikes you. And of course, there's always the TomGullyShow.com. That's where you can find everything about the show. There's the Tom Gully Show store, and we always encourage you to go there and buy everything there, oven mitts, you name it. And, of course, you can subscribe on iTunes for free. It's free. It's for me. I'm not currently selling any conditioner, but follow us on Facebook and other things, Twitter, at Atomic Palooka. And that'll do it for tonight. I'm out of here. I got to go talk to some people. I'll talk to you much later. Each night, Jay Johnson, jayjohnsonmusic.com, brings us in with the Truth Wagon. And each night, the Hitman Blues Band, hitmanbluesband.com, take us out with Catch 22 Blues. Buy all their stuff, and we will see you next time.
Well, the bucket lifts a twig for a dog that's nothing big, but he don't want to. And the dog can't grab a cat, a raccoon can do all that, but he don't want to. And I dream of you at night while you hold your baby tight, but he don't want to. You can see it in his eyes from the way he tells